If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, when your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Every time I hear this psalm, Psalm 95, it takes me back to a trip I made to a church in the Philippines in a place called Naga in Legazpi with some priest friends of mine. And the church had these beautiful banners, and on one side it said, if today you hear his voice, the other side, harden not your hearts. And we took all these photographs of the church and the beautiful artwork in the church. And as we're walking out, there's a sign that says, do not take photographs. And we saw that and we're like, we better get out of here quick. So we get out of there and we posted our pictures on Facebook. But anyway, this message of the psalm is one that contains a sort of caution about a spiritual sickness and also contains a solution to that spiritual sickness. The spiritual sickness is the hardness of heart. It's when we're insensitive to God and to the things of God, to God's presence, to his love, to his truth. We're insensitive to others. Now, one of the worst examples of the spiritual sickness of hardness of heart is the Pharisees who condemned Jesus. If you read the Gospels, you see how really low these fake religious leaders are. They pretend to be religious, they pretend to be servants of God, but when God shows up in their presence, they want nothing to do with him. Now, this is surprising because religion was their job, it was their life. They wore the vestments of their religion, they had the clerical uniform, they had all the prayers and the readings, the incense and the processions. But these particular Pharisees, the ones who condemned Jesus, had a hardened heart. They had that spiritual sickness to the full in their hearts. And we know this because they condemned Jesus. In Jesus, they had Emmanuel, God with us. Standing before them was a man of humility, of truth, of love and mercy, of goodness, of peace, and of grace. And they condemned him. It was like an instinctive move in their hearts. They didn't try to figure him out. They didn't try to study his teaching and his manner of life. They just instinctively condemned him. And it was because their hardness of heart was a spiritual sickness that blinded them to the goodness and love of God. What happened that made them go down this path? I've often thought about these Pharisees that even though they have such a negative presentation in the Gospels, they didn't start off that way. As young people, they probably had the highest ideals. They wanted to serve God and his people. They wanted to lead people to know the love and the truth of God so much in their lives. And they wanted this so much that they dedicated themselves to a life of religion. And yet, they become so hardened spiritually that they're so far from God that no one really knows how to get them back to true devotion to the Lord. How did this happen to them? Well, in the psalm, we have a clue that can identify the source of their sickness. The message that warns us about hardness of heart is contained within a larger message of worshiping God. Come, let us worship God. Let us sing joyfully to the Lord. And so what this means is that these Pharisees, they didn't worship God. Because if they truly worshiped God, they would not have this hardness of heart. In fact, they worshiped themselves. They were narcissistic. And their narcissism led them to view their religious vocation as an opportunity to worship themselves, as an opportunity to play God, to put themselves in this position of spiritual authority over others as an opportunity to control and to oppress others. And this narcissism went out of control when they tried to visit their narcissism against Jesus. They wanted to play God. They wanted to control and oppress him. You know, you should look up on Google narcissism in ministry or narcissism in the priesthood. It's something that's really ugly. And we see that in the condemnation of Jesus by the Pharisees. These Pharisees, they had everything they needed for a life of grace and truth, and they didn't live it. They lived a life of worshiping themselves. And if it can happen to them who had Jesus in their midst, it can happen to us. We got to watch out for it. Well, this hardness of heart is a terrible sickness, but the psalm also gives us the remedy. And the remedy, the healing, the vaccine against this hardness of heart, is the worship of God. If you look at the psalm, it contains a lot of exhortations for worshiping the Lord. But we really have to worship the Lord in our hearts. The Pharisees, who were narcissistic, they worshiped God superficially, just in their public presentations. They didn't really worship God. If they did, they would have knelt down before Jesus, like the wise men did when they came to the nativity of Jesus. But they didn't. They crucified him. So we have to work ourselves each day on true worship of God in our hearts. The psalm tells us that we have to sing joyfully to the Lord. In other words, we have to see the goodness of God all around us. God's goodness is right with us right now. If God is God, and if he's real, if he's all-powerful and all-present, his goodness is with you right now. It surrounds you and sustains you. It's there. And because his goodness is all-powerful, then we can have joy. I think one of the things that makes us joyful is when goodness has victory over evil. Well, there is goodness in our midst right now. It's there. So we have to approach God with a sense of joy. That's what the psalm says. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. And then the psalm says, we have to approach God with thanksgiving. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. God blesses us all the time. His blessings are always coming down to us. And we have to be thankful. Sometimes we just focus on the things we don't have. We just focus on the things that are problems, that are painful. But we have to recognize that God's gifts, graces, and blessings are constantly coming to us. He never stops blessing us. And we should be thankful. Think about this, that right now in your life's journey, you have things for which to be tremendously thankful to God in your heart. Not just saying it with your words, but really deep in your heart, have that spirit of thanksgiving. That's what the psalm tells us to do. This is going to help inoculate us or vaccinate us against hardness of heart. Then the psalm says that we have to see that God is our shepherd. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. So we have to see that we're looking for the will of God in our lives. We want to let the Lord lead us. And you know, one of the practical ways to do this is to make sure that we apply the teachings of Jesus to our lives. You know, sometimes we come to difficult situations and we try to come up with answers on our own, but Jesus already has the answers for us. It's a good idea to read the Gospels and allow the Word of God to apply to all the situations in your life. That's a small way, but a powerful way to let God be your shepherd. Then the psalm says that we have to hear his voice. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. One of my friends on Facebook recently posted a thing about prayer, recommending us to make sure that we take time to have silence in our prayer. There's a passage from the Old Testament which says, "Be still and know that I am God." So think about that. We want to hear the voice of God. There's so many voices that speak. There's so many sounds that try to capture our attention and guide the course of our lives and guide the course of all the situations that we face. But the voice of truth is the one that's most important, the voice of God. And so we need to try to hear his voice and follow him. So brothers and sisters, let us try our best to worship the Lord with our hearts. Each day, let us give our hearts to the Lord. You know, life is too short and too fragile to go through it with a hardened heart. It's kind of like a waste of time. We should go through life with a heart like Jesus. And we give our hearts to him every day in our prayer, in our repentance, in our trust in him. In this way, we shall become more like Jesus himself. God bless you.